COVID guidelines are changing today at work. That means a change from work from home unless necessary to attend in person to attendance at work for specific business requirements may commence on a phased and staggered attendance basis. Our reporter Cillian Sherlock is at Connolly Station in Dublin City Centre. Cillian, what's happening today?
Yeah, it's a busy morning here at Connolly Station. Workers and college students have been arriving steadily. For healthcare staff, teachers and other essential workers, it's the same old commute. But for others, it's the first day of a new normal. 18 months ago, non-essential workers who didn't need to be in their workplace to do their job were directed by the government to work from home. That was an almost overnight change to their work-life balance and the operation of businesses. But after a year and a half of remote working, restrictions have been eased, as you said, due to relatively stable case numbers and the uptake of vaccines. Among the measures, attendance at work for specific business requirements can commence from a phased basis today.
And what can workers expect today, Cillian?
Yeah, for those returning from today, the office won't be how they remember it. That's because employers must follow work safely protocols, including 2 meter social distancing between staff, mask wearing in certain circumstances, and ensuring adequate hygiene and ventilation measures. Where distancing requirements can't be followed, workaround measures like partitioning screens should be used. In many cases, that means office capacity will be curtailed, with staff taking it in turns to come in. It's a big change for many places of work, but the government has said that it wants remote working to be a permanent fixture in Ireland's future. I've been speaking to some of the workers returning to their workplace for the first time today. Here's what they told me.
Yeah, first day today, yeah.
And what's that like? How long have you been working remotely?
Since last March, so probably 16 months or so.
And are you looking forward to getting back in the office, or do you have any worries or concerns?
Oh, sure, we'll see how it goes, you know. I suppose you're always going to have some worries, but you just have to get on with it, you know.
So, what's it like to be heading back to work?
Good. It's good to kind of have a better work-life balance and kind of be in the office a couple of days, be home a couple of days.
Yeah, so is that the plan, just 2 or 3 days a week back in the office? Or?
Yeah, 2 days back in the office.
What are you looking forward to about getting back into the office?
Barista-made coffee. My colleagues, chats, that kind of stuff.
Any concerns? Or
well, yeah, I'm immunocompromised, so obviously I have concerns, but still have to get on with life, and that's just where we're at now.
You have a mix of remote work and working in the office.
I can if I want to, but I've decided to go into the job or whatever, so they've put measures in place, so I felt pretty satisfied with that and pretty safe.
I'm feeling pretty good. I've just moved home from Canada, so I'm starting a new job today in Dublin. I was working from home for nearly 18 months there, so I'm feeling good about getting back into an office.
Right, do you have any concerns? Are you nervous about getting back into the office at all?
I'm double vaccinated, so I'm ready to go. I think it's important for people to get back to normality at this stage and just try and get out of this.
So how are you feeling about the return to work?
I'm actually very happy about it, to be honest. I'd just like to get out of the house and have some sort of normality back, so yeah.
And are you going to have a mix of remote work and in office working, or how's it going to work for you?
Hopefully I'm going to have mixed, because I'm actually travelling from Cavan. So I get up at 4:30 every morning to come to work. So yeah, definitely want the mixed of work and home.
Yeah, getting up at 4:30 is no fun. Some people travelling to their workplace today, speaking to our reporter Cillian Sherlock at Connolly Station in Dublin City Centre.